Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Bretterstein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studio.
We'll do it live.
And we have a great show for you today. Great guests, great content. Laughing, joking, deliberating, discussing. It's all going to be here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or the Sirius XM channel 83. However you may be listening, keep it locked for the next 3 hours. You won't be disappointed. We got Ephraim Salam, friend of the show, coming up at the bottom of the hour. Let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, brother?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you?
I am great, man. I'm great. All good.
I am too on this trash talking Tuesday.
So who'd you trash? I got a feeling I know who you would trash if you had time, but
no, you know it's got to go into production. So I'm all that.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Right. So who'd you trash on Desmond?
NBA fans for just being unruly. Like just enjoy the game. You know, boo the opposition. All that is fair, Chris. I love that. I think that's good for the game.
But, yep. You know, getting physical and too vulgar or racist, come on, man. That's not what it's about.
Agreed.
So, NBA fans in general, man, just stay in your seats, enjoy the game, be vocal, root on your team, boo the opposition, but let's leave it at that. That's it.
Right. Nah, that's good. At first, I was like, wow, because the ratings have been great, so fans been watching, but you're right. The ones in the stands.
No, I'm talking about in the stands.
Yep,
yeah.
Just control yourself and enjoy the game and boo. Within reason, right? I mean,
you can
go
move,
as wild
right.
as you want within the parameters of, you know, basic social etiquette. All right, we got the Odd Couple crew, DJ Alex Teicher, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, on the unos and the doses, the ones and twos, super producer Rob G in the house, and on the updates, our man, Brian Finley, the loquacious one. Rob, let's get right into this. Big news, huge news. The team you picked, actually, to get to the finals, I would imagine that, you know, you're changing that pick.
Last night, I was feeling good about them, Chris. I was really feeling good about them.
Yeah. Well, we're talking, of course, about the Memphis Grizzlies and their superstar point guard, Ja Morant, a guy that, you know, if he can avoid injury, is a guy that could one day maybe be the face of the league. But it certainly won't be this year in this postseason because he suffered a bone bruise in his right knee that kept him out of game three last night that Rob was referring to. I'm sorry, game four. And he will be out. He's doubtful is the official prognosis for the rest of the playoffs. Doubtful for the rest of the playoffs. Rob, I think it's safe to say he's probably out, and he's probably out certainly for the rest of this series, which now with Golden State up 3-1 looks like it's over anyway. But your thoughts?
This is just another example of, Chris, and you remember when I wrote this column that I thought this was one of the worst NBA seasons I could remember. And, you know, I've been covering the league since 87 and been a fan of the NBA my whole life growing up, watching games from start to finish on the old Channel 9 in New York and all that, the Knicks and whatnot. But we've had the same situation continue in the postseason. I just can't get over, and I'm not being like I'm being not thinking about things that have happened in the past and just thinking about, oh, yeah, this never happened before. Players have been hurt before, Chris, in the postseason, and we ran it down the other day, right? Guys getting hurt.
Right.
When the Pistons won their first championship, Magic was hurt,
hamstring,
and we could go on and on. But this has been incredible to me, both the regular season and the playoffs. And we're talking about stars, Chris. It's depressing from that standpoint. I know it's 3-1 now, but I want to see Memphis at full strength. I want to see what they
can
do.
What did you think last night? Like you picked them, which was a gutsy pick.
And I said
it looked like most of the night you might be right. What were your look, they showed you, Rob, why they were 20-5 without Ja. And it's because as great as he is, and look, they're not better than him. They need him if they're going to ever go
no, they
close
need
to
him,
a championship.
Right.
But they are much better without him defensively. And lastly, they couldn't put the ball in the bucket for sure. But my goodness, the defense, and I know I'm not saying Golden State didn't miss some open shots, but the defense on Memphis' part was tenacious.
Yeah, I mean, I looked
it's
up.
Better. The stats also, they're way better defensively without Ja, who's
and,
arguably
and the
their
third,
worst defender.
Third quarter, Chris, the Warriors had 62 points.
38 in the first half,
right? Right.
First time since the 2016 finals when, of course, they lost the 3-1 lead to the Cavs. So, yeah, look, the series is over, though. Do you disagree with that?
I mean,
they're not beating them three straight. Yeah.
I think it's ending in the next game. I can't believe it. You know what I mean? Given what the situation is and what's happened, I don't know how I could look at them and think they're going to win the next three. So, yeah.
Right. All right, so you brought up something interesting, right? And I will say this, and this I think this speaks to what I would say is how great a shape the NBA is in that you're absolutely right, Rob, the injuries from Kawhi Leonard to Damian Lillard to Anthony Davis to now Ja Morant and so many others in the post. There's no denying that injuries have been huge. Chris Middleton's out in Milwaukee. But even so, these playoffs are still great. Like, these playoffs are still exciting. Golden State's resurgence. Phoenix, will they get it done with Chris Paul? And they're obviously in a battle royal with Dallas and their star, Luka Doncic. Miami, at least we got Embiid and Harden there. And they're, you know, now that series is knotted with Jimmy Butler and the Heat. And then, of course, Boston-Milwaukee is a flat-out war, Ali Frazier-type battle. So I think the playoffs has still – this is – in no way do I think this is one of the worst NBA seasons. I mean, in terms of injuries, yes. But it's still a very exciting postseason to me.
Yeah. But I'm going to say this. I hear you. But I'm disappointed. I want to see some of the best players play and play in those games. That's what I'm saying. The games go on, and other people will have to fill in. You know what I mean? So it's
but
not
they
like,
don't have to be so, exciting.
No, I
we've
I
had
get
more
that.
Boring. We've had some boring postseasons where people were healthy.
But
like, this is just good.
But this is disappointing to me. Just how many guys and how many big names. That's
no
just
doubt.
Me. I
mean, what would the Clippers do if healthy, right? I mean, all these, there's. I agree
how
with you on that.
How about the Nets
front.
And if Ben Simmons could have played? I could just go on and on and on. I mean, you know, Kawhi can't stay healthy and Ben Simmons is hurt and now Chris Middleton in Milwaukee and we could go on and on and on. And the big star from Memphis, the reason we'd want to watch, and it's no knock on the rest of the guys, but it's Ja. And we don't have him.
But he's
now.
The only exciting player on
right.
that team. There's no question about that. Well, let me get to this point then. You bring up that's interesting. Because you mentioned it, Rob, all the injuries. And we've talked about baseball with the pitchers. What do you think can be done, if anything, to – I mean, look, some injuries are just absolutely unavoidable. There's nothing you can do about it. That's always going to exist in sports. But, like you said, Rob, we're seeing more than ever.
It seems like that to us, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I think, like, Rob G, check it out. I think last year they had the most all-stars out in the postseason, and I think this year may be surpassing that. But check that. It isn't our imagination, Rob. There are a lot of injuries, whether it's regular season, postseason. And yet we've talked about it. Nutrition is better. Weight training is better. Travel on these charter jets is better. The commission, they're load managing, not playing as many games in general, not playing as many minutes in general. Why, Rob, do you think these players, these super athletes who are in the greatest shape athletes have ever been in this country, are getting hurt so often? And again, baseball and basketball. Football is football. Rob, I don't feel like I see more injuries in football. I feel like it's pretty much like it's always been in football.
There's always been a ton of injuries, but it seems way more with we've seen so many pitchers in baseball. You know, Jacob DeGrom is one of the best pitchers in the game. Can we watch him for a full season? No. And it's no contact, nothing, Chris. He just pop, I feel something. You know what I mean?
Right.
And stuff like that.
So I'll share with you a few of my thoughts. I think... And these things might never change. I agree with the doctors, and we've had a few on this show, Rob, who have said that the athletes are not, because of low management in basketball, they don't practice as hard as they used to in basketball. And in baseball, they're very cautious with the pitchers. I don't think these guys are building up their bodies are building up the durability to handle the stress and strain that they put on their bodies when they're going full bore. So if you don't practice as hard in basketball and then you get out on the court and you're going all out, I think that sometimes you give way. Your body gives way because it hasn't built up that durability. That's not my opinion. We've had doctors on here, Rob, who've said it, and I would agree with that. And I also think at the lower levels, Rob, I think they're playing too much. I think in baseball, they're throwing too much year-round.
The kids, Chris, they're pitchers.
The kids,
like,
absolutely.
Like when I played, now, and you played, if you were the star shortstop and the best pitcher on the team, you played shortstop every game and you pitched every time.
Because you could only pitch, six, seven innings a week.
Exactly.
Remember that?
That was all you could pitch. They wouldn't allow you to do it. And now guys only pitch, Chris. kids having rotator cuff surgery, all kinds of stuff that you never had. Who's only been a pitcher? I've never heard of that.
You're right. It's crazy. And I also think, Rob, in basketball, I think they're playing too many games in AAU.
Eight games in a weekend.
Absolutely. And who knows what type, the pressure these kids are putting on their bodies and their muscles at young ages is unprecedented. Like you said, they're playing, that's no exaggeration. They're playing 5-6 games a weekend and they're playing year round. Their bodies don't get a chance to rest. It's not like, obviously some kids still play 2 or 3 sports, but so most of the kids are specializing. And so when I used to play, we'd start off playing football, then I'd go to basketball, then baseball. Every switch in the sport, Rob, you would work new muscles. So you'd be sore. You'd be like, I'm in shape. I just finished football season. But you'd be sore when you started basketball season because you're working different muscles. And same thing with baseball. Now they're working those same muscles year round as freaking 13 and 16 year olds. And I just think, Rob, that their bodies are a bit worn down as they get to the higher levels.
And let me give you some numbers here. You ready? Last year, Chris, 9 All-Stars missed at least one playoff game. That was the most in league history. This year, there have been 7 so far, but that's not including Jamal Murray or Kawhi Leonard, who didn't play at all this year. So those are the other two guys. So you know, they didn't play at all.
For sure.
Or Paul George, who missed a playing game. So that would, if you had those three guys, that would have been 10 guys who you would consider all-stars who are not playing in a postseason. I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah. And so we're throwing it out to you, 877-99 on Fox. Maybe you have some answers. We're all searching because I know, like Rob said, he's disappointed. I'm still enjoying the playoffs, but you can't help but be disappointed.
I'm not saying they're bad, Chris. Right. I'm just saying I want to see the guys. I understand one or two guys. I want to see the best players be able to play. That's it.
Yep. Agreed. So we all want to solve this issue. So what do you say? Why do you think these athletes in baseball and basketball are getting hurt now more than ever? And what do you think is a solution? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple. I'm Chrissy's Rob, and if you're dealing with a dead battery, do what my niece did this weekend. Go to AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination, offering free battery services like free battery testing and charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, head on over to the Zone, AutoZone, your battery solution, and America's number one battery destination. 877-99 on Fox. Rob and I are asking you, what can be done about all these freaking injuries in the NBA and MLB.
No doubt. All right, Chris, let's kick it off with Marion in Nashville. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, thanks for letting me be on the show. Just a question. I'm not sure there's anything to be done because there's so much money on the line. But how many players in the past played through injury? If you think about Bird laying on the court, he couldn't even sit in the bench. Right. Even Shaq, there were multiple.
Oh, we lost him.
Did we lose?
But his point is, we got his point,
no,
Rob.
No, his point is
right.
Well taken.
I do, yeah, no doubt a lot of
athletes. They didn't make that much money, Chris. Right. And when we say that, don't get me wrong. Back then, Michael Jordan's making $3 million and people like that. Right. And Isaiah Thomas, I don't think ever made $3 million, Chris, like when he played. So the money was big, but not like it is now.
Right, right.
And guys had to keep playing. There was no such thing. And now, if you're a player and you make $35 million 1 year, Chris, you know they don't want you to get hurt. They're like, hey, right. Take if you feel
well. And the players, too, are like, look, I'm making so much money. A lot of players may lose the incentive that they used to have. But you're right. Even though the money was big, relatively speaking, it wasn't the life-changing, generational. I shouldn't say life-changing, But now, you like you said, Rob, one big contract, that sets you up for generations.
Right.
It wasn't like that back then. It was huge money in the moment, but it wasn't necessarily. Like, some of those guys still need to make money. You know, if you were making $2 million a year back in the 80s, or I should say the
90s.
Chris,
you were only taking home $1 million
right.
after your taxes and your agent and all that expenses. You might be taking home $1 million. And then you got a big house and a car and expenses.
Yep.
And before you know it, it ain't. And I'm not pleased because people live on $40,000 a year. So I'm not
right.
trying to
we're
say.
Right, we're not belittling it.
Belittling
but,
it.
No, you're
but
right.
I'm, it ain't the same
like,
money
yeah.
that people think.
Right.
Francis in California, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Francis?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Touching on the same thing that the previous caller said. You know, back in the day, it was a lot of folks play through injuries, you know, and now you just can't, man, because you got family and stuff to worry about. It was an issue with toughness, you know, you were either hurt or injured, you know, back in the day. And now you just can't, man. It's like as soon as these players, they're making so much money, as soon as they feel something wrong with their bodies, they've got to stop, man. They've got to stop. Or it's their livelihood.
Well, I don't think they have to, because I think sometimes they could play through it. But back in the day, Rob, the feeling was they had to, because you could be cut.
Right.
You know, the sport wasn't as big. You just weren't making
somebody,
as much money.
You didn't want to, Chris, you didn't want to miss games. Somebody could take your spot.
Yep.
I mean.
Yep. Even if you were a star, it just, like you said, it just wasn't the same money as today.
And if you ask people who's Wally Pipp, Chris, like, right, nobody knows who that is.
They
but that was
know
a story
him from
about.
The saying. Right.
But that's the story about Lou Gehrig, right? And
right.
he took over for him one day at first base and then played the next 17 years, you know? Like, you don't want to give up your spot.
Right.
You might
Absolutely.
Never get back in. Let's go to Jax in Kansas City. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Jax?
Oh, my guys, what's happening with you?
What's up,
man?
Oh, man, it's all good, man. 90 degrees in KC today, man. It's hot.
Wow.
God.
Pour some barbecue sauce on my back.
I'm sure you'll find a way to get that when you get here.
I'm coming. But, I am coming this summer, definitely.
I got you. I'm kicking in some doors for you already, brother. I got you. Yes, sir. So, you know, as far as all that's concerned, man, I think, those guys back in the day had a bit more incentive to play through injury, that's for sure. But you know what, man? For me, I'm a basketball fan. I'm specifically a NBA playoffs fan. Like, to me, it's the best sports that you can possibly watch. I mean, it's just so competitive. And even when the best guys aren't out there, man, these guys are still professional basketball players who are pretty good, man. So, you know, by the time you get all the way to the end, you're going to watch a lot of good basketball players from a lot of good players. So,
But you can't tell me that you enjoy not watching Grizzlies without Ja last night. You know what I'm saying? That could have been a totally different.
You know what, Rob? That was going back to the Knicks Heat in the 90s.
It was
exciting because it was close.
It was so close because
it wasn't exciting. Because Golden State was missing and it was great defense, but it wasn't as much offense. Until Steph went off in the fourth. All right, we got our man Ephraim Salaam coming up. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Our next guest, former NFL offensive lineman, now a superstar here at Fox Sports Radio. You can hear him on the weekends. Our man Ephraim Salaam. What up, brother?
What's happening, man?
Hey. We are great, man. We are great.
Ephraim,
good.
You missed your calling. You needed to be a white quarterback, and you would be a very rich man right now.
Man, goodness gracious. Good Lord. What is happening, right?
What are your thoughts on that? Brady, you know, Fox, 10 years, $375 million. Ephraim, I know you know this. He's going to make more money on that deal
than playing
he
football
made
for
more
25
than 20 years.
Years.
Yeah, playing in the NFL.
That's how it goes, man. When people really say, you know, you got to use, you know, your career or whatever as a stepping stone to get to that next level, we don't think professional athletes have a next level because there's so much money involved in it. But there is a next level. Tony Romo showed us. I mean, it's been guys, Chris Collinsworth has showed us. It's been guys who've shown us there is a next level. Look what those guys get paid on Fox Football Sunday. Like, I mean, these are crazy numbers.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
So now it's like, no, you're using this to set. Look what Strahan has been able to do. Right? But Nate Burleson.
I got to admit, though, that I'm bothered by it, and we'll talk about it later, but I don't see the same opportunities. And I'm not saying that there's no black guys on TV, but when you look at the deals that have been given out to people, even like a Kirk Herbstreit gets a crazy deal, never even played in the NFL, didn't even have a real affiliation. As a former player, when you see these opportunities, does it bother you at all? Not against Kirk Herbstreit or his good fortune, but just in general, that maybe it's not available to everybody.
Well, we know that in society it's not available to everybody. I mean, that's not even but everybody doesn't get the opportunity. And whether it be race, whether it be gender, whatever that is, there is a line there. You know, and so that's always a question. You're always aware of something like that. When you see a monster deal, it's like, well, if he was black or this or that. That's always there because that's what, you know, that's what this has all been built on, right? There was a chance where there were no opportunities for African Americans, right, outside of playing the sports or even playing the sports, right? So when we want to take it all the way back there, my thing now, and I tell this to young athletes all the time, hey, man, this is only one part of your life. Set yourself up for the rest of your life. Something that I was very adamant about being a seventh-round draft pick. I wanted to make sure when I was done with football, I can go into what I wanted to do and get paid for being great at it.
Ephraim, let's go. We were just talking about Ja Morant, and as I'm sure you've heard, he's out likely. He's doubtful for the rest of the postseason. One of many injuries, you know, Kawhi Leonard, Chris Middleton.
Just crazy.
We could go down the line. Rob and I took it to a deeper level. You know, nutrition is better, weight training is better, charter flights, travel is better.
Everything.
Equipment is better. Everything is better. Why? Mainly in basketball and baseball. I think football, to me and Rob, looks like it's about the same as it's
always been in terms of injuries. Right.
But basketball and baseball, it seems like while the players are maybe – for lack of a better word, pampered more than ever. They load manage in baseball. They have pitch counts and stuff. But the injuries are more than ever. Why do you think that is? And what do you think could be done about it, if anything?
I don't think there's anything that can be done about it. Because like you said, guys are spending an unheard of amount of money on making sure that they're healthy, they're eating right, they have, you know, 24-hour chefs, they have nutritionists, they have all of these things set into place. Sometimes accidents happen. You got guys in the league who never get hurt, right? You have some guys who do. Now, the way Ja Morant plays lends to him getting hurt, right? Now, it lends, it's just like Dwayne Wade, right? Derrick Rose. For all of these guys who play at that side, Allen Iverson was always banged up. He never missed games, but he was always banged up.
Him and Westbrook have been able to – they're two of the explosive little guards that really weren't hurt much. But you are right. I mean, Derrick Rose and Dwayne Wade, they had their share of injuries. Rob and I have talked to doctors on our show who said that, look, in the NBA, for instance, they don't practice as hard as they used to. They load manage, so they're not playing as much as they used to. They're not playing the minutes that they used to play. And then with pitchers, they're on these pitch counts. They feel like guys aren't building up, their bodies aren't building up the durability that they used to have because, you know, you're not pushing your body like that on a regular basis. Then you get in the games and you are pushing it and the body isn't used to it. I think that makes a lot of sense because dudes are load managing more than ever and getting hurt more than ever.
Yeah, you're right. That does make sense because once you're training your body to go through things, your body builds up a tolerance to it. That's why you can train. Like once you train and you get to a certain point, you can train harder, right? You're just lifting weights just naturally. The more you do, the heavier you can lift because your body it adapts to it, right? That's how you get stronger, right? Flexibility in muscles. Like we can't train the joints, can't train right. the ligaments, but we can strengthen the muscles around it. And there's something to be said about pushing your body and allowing it to understand what you're trying to do constantly, opposed to I'm going to take this wall. We don't want to do back to backs. We don't want to do right. that. We don't want to do right, because it shouldn't be more injuries when guys are spending more to keep themselves healthy than it was when guys were smoking cigars at halftime
and drinking bourbon
between quarters, right?
Right, you know what right. I mean? But even right. from here's the other part, and while you're both of you are right, I think here's the other part that's different, and maybe people need to pull back a little bit. Guys, the season's over. They go work out right away and start yeah. getting in shape, yep. where in the old days, people used to get in shape in training camp,
yep.
Ephraim.
Yep.
You used to get back in shape in training camp after resting your body. Now these guys got trainers, and they're working out the whole year. You watch these social media videos, right? The football season just ended, and guys – lifting weights and doing all that.
Yep.
When is the body ever getting a chance to heal and recover? Could this
and you're
be a
right.
problem?
And I think that recovery is I wouldn't do anything for at least 6 weeks after a season.
You would just chill out.
I would just chill out, right? And that
and you would get out
a bunch
of shape,
weight.
Relatively it, speaking, right?
Yeah, but it's not so much getting out of shape, because you got plenty of time to get back in shape, right?
Right.
It's just allowing the trauma of the past season.
Right.
Right, allowing the body to heal those traumas naturally without drugs or anything else. Your body will heal itself naturally if it has enough time. You're absolutely right, Rob.
Nah, that's a great point. To your point, Ali, I mean, one of Muhammad Ali's biggest strengths was his ability to take a punch. Probably the greatest I've ever seen, right, in boxing.
Yes.
Which obviously was a demise later in life for him, but one thing he used to do, Ephraim, is he used to, when he'd spar, he would take beatings to build up the tolerance for his body, right? To be able to take those punches. And so that plays to your point. But where do you, Rob is very, you know, disappointed. We're all disappointed with the injuries. I still feel like the playoffs have been great. We obviously, we hate to see the players injured, but I still think it's been very competitive and exciting. Where are you at on it? Has it ruined the postseason for you?
I know. I think it's amazing. I mean, you look at that game last night. Memphis had a chance to win that game with less than a minute. I mean, they gave up the lead with less than a minute left in the game. They had that two bad possessions down the stretch of that game.
Yep.
Memphis loses that game without Ja, right? So these guys are out here playing. The playoffs are good. If you get hurt, you move next person. You move over. Milwaukee's winning games without Middleton. This is what happens. These are why they're professionals. These are why the top four teams are still playing on each conference, because they're battle tested. These are good teams. You may miss a star. You may miss a starter, but just plug in and play. The next person steps up. And perform as well. This has been a tremendous and exciting NBA playoffs.
All right. Thanks, Ephraim.
Absolutely.
I hear what you're saying. My only disappointment is I want to see the stars. You know what I mean? I do. I want to see Memphis.
That.
You know what I mean? I just want to see Memphis with Ja. I wanted to see what the Nets look like if they had everybody. I didn't want to miss Embiid the first couple games of the series. You know, I just want to see those guys get a chance to play. And that's really my argument. And then, you know, during the regular season, we saw so many guys hurt as well. You know, Jamal Murray didn't play at all this year. Kawhi Leonard didn't play a minute this year. Ben Simmons Damian Lillard got hurt. If I went through, Anthony Davis was hurt. You know, like, I could go through it. It was like, how many stars can we miss?
I get it. I get it, and I understand that. You know what I mean? But that's the nature of the game, man.
No doubt.
All right. That's our man, Ephraim Salaam.
Thanks,
great
buddy.
Stuff, brother. We appreciate you.
All right, y'all be safe out there.
Yep. Peace. It's a big night for one of the biggest names in the NBA. We'll get into that next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com.
And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go now free on the App Store and Google Play.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris, he's Rob. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday, and it also is time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
Yep, I had to open my big mouth. I was 5-0 going into yesterday, Chris.
Shekel, I know you're going to blame it on me.
Yes. Not yet sponsored by Caesar Sportsbook. And then I won the first game. You remember that Dodgers-Pirates? I took the under in the run total. Chris, that gave me six bets in a row. I was 6-0, and then the NBA came and derailed my ship, losing the next two games. So I finished 1-2, ended my streak of six straight. So there we go. All right, Shekel City for today, Chris. My best bet, I'm taking the Mavericks +6.5. I think the Suns will win the game, but I think it'll be a close game. I like the Mavericks +6.5. I'm taking the Heat in Miami -2.5. And the Dodgers and the Pirates, the total run total is 8.5. I'm taking the under on the 8.5. And I think Brian Finley said it was 2-0 Dodgers. Is that the score we heard, the last score? So under 8.5, I like that a lot. There you go. Mavericks, again, my best bet, 6.5. Miami Heat -2.5. And the Dodgers Pirates run total under 8.5. Remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
All right, Rob, it is Trash Talking Tuesday. And, folks, you'll be able to trash anyone, anything in the world of sports in the third hour of the show. So get your takes ready. You have about 30 to 40 seconds. Rob, we got some big games tonight. Philadelphia, Miami's already started. Miami out to an early lead. And then you got Dallas and Phoenix, I'm sorry.
Right.
In the nightcap. And a surprisingly competitive series all of a sudden. It's 2-2. Both teams protected their home court. And, Rob, Chris Paul, I think the most pressure of any player in the series is on Chris Paul tonight. Because
he's played poorly the last couple of games after a phenomenal start.
Right, right. But Chris, we all know the one thing he lacks. He's an all-time great. The one thing he lacks is a championship. And I think we've looked at Chris with sympathy because he hasn't won one. Like, kind of blaming everybody else, right? He's just hadn't had the right team around him. Hasn't had, you know, he's just never caught a break. But while a lot of that's true, maybe true, Chris also has had some untimely poor play. Rob, we talked about his last year with the Clippers, game 7 against Utah. Now, I'm not saying they would have won
game
the championship
6, he was tremendous,
year.
Chris.
Right.
He was tremendous. And then
first round.
Yep, game seven was a no-show.
Yep. We remember 2015, Westbrook just getting him all out of sorts at the end of game 5, and Chris helped them blow that game where they would have taken a 3-2 lead in the series. They lost and then lost the next game. And the injuries have really been a big part. But, Rob, my point is this. Right now, they're in a war at 2-2 because Chris – has not stepped up because he's been bad in the last two games. Game 3 has 7 turnovers in the first half. Game 4, he played 23 minutes and fouled out and only had 5 points. And so that's why, Rob, he got to step up and deliver. If they don't win this series, a lot of it you're going to be looking at Chris Paul as a big reason why.
No, it would be hard to deny. And then we remember last year, Chris, when they were up 2-0 and everybody crowned Chris Paul. Do you remember that prematurely?
Yep.
And then what happened? They lost the next 4 games.
Yep. No doubt. No doubt. And you know, we've jumped on Doc Rivers a lot for blowing 3-1 leads in the playoffs. One of those, Chris Paul was his point guard. With the Clippers, when they lost 2015 to Houston, and Chris sat out the first 2 games with injury. But they were 1-1. And then with him, he put up big numbers, played well. But you think, Rob, in situations like that, when you've got a great point guard, one thing you kind of expect of that point guard is to, you know, rally the troops, lead the troops, calm everybody down, and stop those things from happening, right? Stop your team from giving up those huge leads and losing a series that you should win. So, I just think, Rob, he has to deliver. This is, in my view, this is his best chance ever to win a championship.
Last year?
Well, I think this is a better team than last year.
Okay.
And to your point, look at the injuries. I mean, Memphis is banged up. I don't think they're going to get past Golden State, but Milwaukee doesn't look like a world beater. Boston does look good, but they're young. Dallas is young. Memphis is young. Golden State looks good, but not like a world beater. Like, it's there for the taking. Take it!
Odd Couple, keep it locked.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.